Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, 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 today's episode is brought to you by Colony. From Carlton Cuse, executive producer of Lost, comes USA Network's new original series, Colony, starring Josh Holloway of Lost and Sarah Wayne Kelly's of The Walking Dead. Imagine an occupied world where everyone must choose a side. If your city was no longer your own, who would you trust with your life? Where would you run? And what would you risk to save the ones you love? Colony, a new original series, Thursday, January 14th at 10, 9 Central, only on the USA Network. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the American Comedy Company. Yeah, the communist comedy company down the street can suck it. In Sweet Home San Diego. It's Sunday, December 27th. We're right in the start of the holiday taint. It's 2015 at 4:20-ish. Let me see your name tag, Sandy D. I know you made some good ones. You always do. Smallest one I've ever seen. That's just a movie ticket stub? For what film?
It was for Room.
For Room? Cross out Room and wrote in Keith. Well, good luck to you, not just today, but in life. Les Miserables, because your name is Rob, and you've got a very angry looking Russell Crowe. It's him attempting to sing right before he kills himself, spoiler. Lila? Lila and Stitch. I knew how to pronounce Stitch. So proud of myself. What's this big one right here that says watch it, etc.?
Rear
Windrew.
Yes.
Instead of Rear Window.
Yes.
Windrew.
Yes.
You win in my mind, Drew. Windrew. Actually, there's lots of good ones. Oh, there's a Darth Vader helmet over there. What's your name?
The Force Awake
Jens. The Force Awake Jens? Okay. Well, good job, everybody. Thank you for bringing those. I know it's a lot to get it together just 2 days after Christmas.
but I had a feeling you guys could do it. And you did. I put together a lousy prize bag. It's barely worth getting out of bed for. I hope my guests brought some good stuff. I mean, I got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and it's not extra small like it often is. It's extra large. So that's a good size for most of us. This is a umbrella that says Saving Mr. Banks on it. Oh my God, there's only one more thing in here. What a terrible prize bag. but it's a pretty good one. A guitar pick that I got from Tenacious D. Yeah. So that's not bad, I guess. Thankfully, my guests brought some stuff, and so they're good guests in my book. Let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Ngayo Bila, Micah Sherman, and Graham Elwood.
Take control, San Diego. Take control of your American comedy company.
Oh, is that your impression of that guy from Legend?
Yeah.
Was that the straight one or the gay one?
That was the gay one. I'm the gay one. I'm the gay Bane.
You just had to wait for the end of the impression, Doug.
Yeah.
I'm the gay one.
Yeah, you just had to wait for him to yell out that part of it.
Yeah.
That's when you know.
The best impressions have like identifying signals as you're doing the impression.
Hello, Ronald Reagan here. Like it could be. Oh, yeah, wow. That was amazing.
Spot on just because you said his name and claimed to be him.
You could do that with anybody. I love that. George Bush, everybody. How about it? Whoa. Close your eyes and let's go back to 2004. I'm the president.
That was uncanny.
You are pretty good at this. Yeah. And,
my name is Kim Jong-un.
Oh, shit.
Land in it.
I think you meant nailed it. I mean, landed it. It doesn't sound like, you know, lots of stuff could still go wrong after you've landed it.
Yeah.
Just ask Southwest.
I don't get it.
Their planes go extra long on the runway sometimes.
Got it.
It's happened a couple of times.
You fly into San Diego, doesn't the plane like just drop out of the sky?
It's a pretty steep entrance.
You totally landed Southwest Airlines there.
Well, let's just go ahead and meet him because he's already a powerful presence in this episode. First time guest on the show. Let's hear it for Micah Sherman, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
In San Diego visiting family?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and happy to get out of there for a little while?
Yes, I am.
So that worked out terrific.
Yeah, this is going great so far. A lot more relaxing than sitting with my mother in an Airbnb.
The questions aren't quite as awkward.
Yeah. That sounds horrifying. Just you and your mom in an Airbnb just sitting there like, why didn't you get one with the TV? It was $7 more. Like,
how old do you think my mother is?
She sounded about George Bush age in that impression.
Goodness gracious. How old do you think I am?
I'm Micah. I'm here to do a show.
Apparently he's also a mighty wizard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're sharing like a room with your mother?
No,
You just mean you hang out in the lobby of the Airbnb?
Yeah, the lobby of the Airbnb.
The apartment building. You see the apartment building like, when do we get a doorman?
No, I'm fortunate to get to sleep on a sleeper sofa for the next week. I was actually in a hostel. I moved out for 3 days. And stayed in a hostel.
Are you homeless? Yeah, are you a homeless man? It's not, there's no shame.
I appreciate all the water you've given me here, and
I think we
I'd
should
like
put you on a watch list. You're hostile. You're living in a sleeper cell.
Oh, you didn't hear what I said correctly.
Oh, I misinterpreted your words. And did you bring something for our good old prize bag?
Oh yeah,
today?
I've got a star-studded prize.
First timers are often confused by the prize bag concept, but it looks like you nailed it.
I feel like I've landed it here.
Yeah.
So I brought 42.
Bring it on into Lindbergh.
I've got some 42 servings of Starbucks hot cocoa. Just add milk.
Wow.
That was a great impression of Just Add Milk.
I've got a Starbucks gift card inside of a Ziploc bag that says Merry Christmas, Micah.
You know what? I'll put some weed in it. We'll make a poor man's eight ball. Little gift package.
And
are there any Micahs in the crowd, just by any chance?
You might need Micah.
Because that'd be a perfect person for you to play for if there were.
Is there a one in a million chance that one of you is here? Micah?
Nope. So who wrapped it in a Ziploc bag?
My mother did.
The shiny paper hurts my eyes.
Oh, it feels good to laugh. And then these are all re-gifts. But this last one is a re-gift that I gifted to my mother, and then she gave it back to me because she went to the Star Wars New Hope in the theaters. She talks a lot of smack about it. She went in 77. And so I got her a Yoda Pez dispenser, and she said, I don't like Pez, so I'm going to give it to somebody here. It's in mint condition.
Near mint, really. Look at it. There's some tears in the corner.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So just eat the Pez and enjoy it.
Would have been fun if she had said, Pez I don't like.
Yeah, that would have been fun. We would have had fun.
You guys would have been had some good laughs over it. I especially love Yoda in A New Hope. That's interesting that she holds that over your head when he wasn't a character yet in that one. So
he's just in the back of the cantina, just like
yeah.
Playing 3D chess. Like
a good band I'm listening to.
Let's meet the gentleman on the far end that's already dressed for St. Patrick's Day. It's Ungayo Bilum, everybody.
Top of the afternoon to you, then. Oh, they're after me Lucky Charms. I'm Sean Connery.
Oh, awesome. Spot on.
You'll call this archaeology. You know, suddenly remembered by Charlemagne.
Bane is just Sean Connery with something in his in the way of, you know, in front of his mouth.
Right.
Yes.
You know, they pull a knife, you pull a gun.
That's awesome.
You're untouchable when you're in the shadows.
So
remember, Highlander, we come from the League of Shadows in a pit.
I don't know. Remember that one episode? Fuck off. Mine was brilliant. It made you guys think. That's why you didn't laugh.
There is only one until there's another one later. And then another.
How many Highlander movies have there been?
Too many.
Good answer. Good crowd answer. What do you got for the bag, Ungayo?
I have a T-shirt from Chameleon Glass.
Nice.
Of fine
they make
glass products.
Really good
you
glass
go to
products.
ChameleonGlass.com.
We were using one earlier.
And if you go to if you use Ungayo 420, you get 10% off. So thank you.
That color is perfect if you're gonna attend a soccer match.
When base nectar comes to town.
Yeah, pass it on down to me. I'll put it in the bag. Yeah, give me all that stuff, Micah.
Let's do it, buddy.
Yeah.
Just add
now
milk.
The bag's getting good.
Whoa, that
coffee's heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy coffee.
Mm. It's hot cocoa.
Yoda, not so much.
A light Pez I am.
And what'd you bring? Graham Elwood's
hey!
Here, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho. I bought a T-shirt from the greatest rock band ever, the Whistling Burns, with their Never Ending World Tour. And I'll be selling these after the show. But all I have left, I think, are 2, 3, and 4 X's.
That's so right. Come on, big guys.
I knew a big guy's be like, finally. And then I have a copy of the Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies.
That's all movies. Every movie's in this book.
Every movie of all time is
a guide to every film.
Every one.
Of all time.
It's ever happened. So I'll be in the back of the room after the show. Job. Come by, say hi. And if you win and you're like, this isn't the right size, come by and I'll just fucking go, ha 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 ha, sucko. No, I'll exchange it for you if I have a size that isn't.
I think pretty much any candy would taste better coming out of an old green neck. Just a wrinkly old fucking neck with candy shooting out of it. Yum.
That's why I don't
full
like
of sugar.
This.
Who's that an impression
That's
of?
My mom.
My mom's green, I guess.
You can make out with Oscar the Grouch, I guess.
I did. All right. I thought your mom was Sean Connery for a second. That'd be awesome.
Your mom, Sean Connery.
Oh, wow. I'm not staying in an Airbnb. I'm Mom Connery.
We're really landing them up here. This is going really well.
Now, Micah, I want you to dress like George Lucas.
I'm glad someone said it. I'm glad someone said
it. I was going to say... I think that sweater says Chili Enterprise. Like it's cold.
Turn on the heat, number one. Make it show.
I like my sweater.
And so do we. We love Star Trek and George Lucas.
So Star Trek was the second reference?
Yeah.
All right, great. I can't wait for the games to start.
Sure, those are going to happen in a little bit. But first, I got to ask everybody. We'll start with Ngayo. What was the last movie that you saw?
I saw The Creed.
The Creed?
The Creed?
I saw The Creed.
I'd like Creed. One for The Creed, please. They would just sell you the ticket without, they wouldn't even blink.
No.
If you get the title right just a little bit wrong, they don't care.
Yeah. No.
Even if it's a lot wrong.
Sure. The Creep.
If I hadn't seen it already, I'd ask for that. Give me one for Creep. Just to see if they correct you. It's Creed. Well,
I asked for
who's the Creep now?
In my grunge metal voice.
And do you like the Creed?
Yeah, it goes right along with liking all the odd-numbered Rockies. right? 1, 3, 5, and 7. Those are all my favorites. Probably in that 7's better than 5. And I also like how they would sneak the montage on you. Like some shit would happen, and all of a sudden you'd be like, this is a fucking montage. Wait a minute. And Sly Stallone, people forget, he's underrated as an actor, man. He's a very natural actor.
He's very good at playing Rocky.
But this is the
one.
He
really slips into it well. Like, it really feels like the same character. It doesn't feel like just the same, you know, guy playing, you know, trying to do the same thing later.
But like I thought it was the deepest we've ever seen Rocky, I thought.
Yes.
In terms of like emotional stuff that he's going through. I loved it.
And black people everywhere. Gotta love black people getting work in film. Just thought I'd point that out.
Boo! Sorry. Oh fuck. Shit.
Landed it.
You run every movie through some sort of black Dell test or something where you
yes, there
figure
has to be
out
a black
if there's black characters
Del.
Talking about something other than a white man.
I wonder how often that happens, really. Now I gotta look that shit up.
It's probably similarly bad.
No, it was just nice to see, you know, black people working in a film. That's all. It's just exciting. Like lots of them.
But for people
like
are saying,
extras and shit, like everywhere.
Because the lead character, Ray, has goals and things she's trying to accomplish other than getting with a dude, Force Awakens passes the Bechdel test.
Oh, that's
supposedly.
You just, woo. Right. I'm stoned. You just changed the subject. You confused me for a minute. I mean, she's pretty much the. Doesn't she talk to her mom about something other than, or to Leia about something other than?
That's what I'm saying. It passed. They don't talk about. They don't talk about men the whole time.
See, so okay, yeah. Yay.
We yeah. talking you about think they Star did that Trek on purpose? Right
now? She talks about BB-8 a
We're
lot.
Talking about,
so I don't know how Mad much Max. Of a step up that is for women in film.
BB-8, do I look fat? Beep boop beep boop boop boop.
Wish I could use the force on these thighs. Hey,
if you guys need, you guys order drinks, they keep bringing them into the green room.
I know.
It's great.
I've gotten my mouth so bad right now.
They never come out.
It's not a secret.
Did you set them in the green room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. And then they never come out. Like, the guy, there's two waitresses have gone in there, and they haven't come out yet.
Oh, here we go. Hey.
Is there a Diet Coke yeah, you back just, there?
Which one is this? Well vodka?
Don't look
Who
at
ordered
me.
A well
I'm
vodka?
A stoner.
Just a pint glass of well vodka?
W.C. Fields. The spirit of W.C. Fields is here.
Is it Red Bull and vodka? It's probably that back table over there.
Yeah, it might be a customer ordered that.
I mean, we'll split it.
Maybe.
Just four straws. Just put some dry ice
if
in
I drank
it
a Red Bull and vodka, I would explode.
So you think there's still more drinks back there?
Oh, yeah. I saw a bunch of them got put back there.
Do you want to just go grab them?
I got this thing I got to do.
I mean, I could go get them, but they're for you guys, right?
I can go get them if you guys want to keep talking.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, cool. Sounds great. Guy. This is a wonderful
example. It's like rookie hazing.
Of...
Let's hear it from Micah. He's very thoughtful.
I can't believe Kirk deserted the con. Doesn't seem like him. He didn't.
I know.
Didn't leave anybody else in command. Go. There
You're
you go.
You're too kind. Thank you,
Outstanding.
Sir.
Outstanding.
Yeah, that's so much better to have your drinks instead of just knowing that they're back there.
I just like knowing. I just feel better.
Just knowing there's a beverage for me somewhere. Somewhere out there. what about you, Mike? Have you been to the movies when you're not busy Airbnb and being?
The last movie that I watched was Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Sure.
You're going to do great today.
Sizing up the competition already. Oh, this guy saw a movie from the 80s.
It was by John Hughes.
Why'd you watch it? Is it a annual family treat?
No.
I think that'd be a fun movie to watch on your laptop if you were stuck in an airport and just watch a guy who's frustrated about being stuck.
Thank you.
And you're stuck.
And then you can watch that Tom Hanks one, too.
Oh, where he lives in the airport? The terminal?
The terminal.
That's not the same thing. Living in the airport is fun.
That would be fun.
Being stuck there is terrible.
It'd be expensive.
He figured out some smart things, though, like to return those carts and get the money.
That's true.
And then he'd go buy a hamburger.
Yeah. Is that based on a true story?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a pretty weird-ass movie, The Terminal, now that, airports are, you can't set your bag alone by itself for a few minutes without getting yelled at.
Or shot.
People get shot in airports now?
I don't know.
What are you talking about, dude?
There's a lot of guns at airports.
Yeah.
I mean, they're controlled by the, controllers.
The gun controllers.
The
regulators?
Yeah, regulators.
Mount up.
Yeah. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the spot trying to consume.
Were you in Dynamite Hack?
I watched Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Of the three, which was your favorite?
The automobile part. The automobile part was like the most intense and fun.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
They're not on planes much at all, are they?
They're not. They never get on a plane. Oh, do they? Nope. I don't remember.
You're reporting on it. You just saw it.
It's a John Hughes film. I tried to watch a bunch of holiday.
Kevin Bacon appears unbilled.
He does. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's exciting.
At the beginning, he's a cab hailer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And he steals Steve Martin's cab.
Yeah. And so does John Candy, but he's in the rest of the movie.
Who directed that?
John Hughes directed, wrote, and produced it.
Ah.
Do you know who John Hughes is?
He was the porn star, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same guy.
I think his last name was something different.
John something different? I've never seen any of his
films. Were you somewhere where there was only that one movie available?
I tried to watch a bunch of Christmas movies this year.
Oh, okay. And it's kind of Christmassy?
Yeah, and then I watched it and realized it was a Thanksgiving movie.
Because he's trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Yeah, but then he finally makes it home for Christmas.
It's a happy ending. Except, no, it's...
30 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like they're... It feels... They pack in a lot of hijinks.
Yeah. A lot of stuff happens to them. What about you, Graham? What was the last motion picture?
Well, I saw Star Wars for the second time last night.
Awful brave of him.
And
let's hear it for our people who watch it a lot.
And the day before that, I saw The Hateful Eight. 70 millimeter.
Could you hear the film reel? Like,
oh, it's fucking awesome. Oh, I just loved it. And he gave you like a brochure, like a book that it was so awesome. It was
Is that available everywhere or just in Los Angeles?
It's not. Yeah.
They must have did it here if these people know about it.
All right.
It's in maybe, I don't know, 25, 30 cities across America.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's fucking awesome. You come in there and it just
I
says
think it's
overture.
On 100 screens at this point.
Yeah.
I think. It goes wider soon.
I want to go see it like that.
They have an overture at the beginning.
An intermission.
Intermission.
Not really a lot of cause for 70 millimeter for a movie that takes place in one room. Gets a little unnecessary.
I don't know, the first opening shots where they're all...
No, there's some cool stuff in there, but I mean, The Revenant is like a fucking movie where they went out and shot in the snow and tons of shit happens and it's brutal. And I liked Hateful Eight, but it's just, I don't know. It was too much of a bunch of people just sitting around talking for my taste.
Sitting around talking in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah, but interestingly, because it's the Old West, they have pop culture references they can make.
He smuggled so the conversation, gold chain watch piece in his ass.
Yeah, so the conversations are not, they're just sort I'm of Morgan like, Freeman. I wonder which one of you guys is going to shoot me in the back. Oh, I don't know, it might be that guy. Like, it doesn't have his usual crackling dialogue. And the I didn't think the characters were all that great.
You know what they call hookers in France?
Huh.
I don't know.
Anyway, there'd be plenty of time to talk about. I mean, there's certainly things to love about it for sure. And
Does it feel like a play?
Kind of a little bit. Yeah.
To me, it felt like an old school like John Ford, Howard Hawks Western, like the Searchers or some shit like that.
So well, it's very much the plot of Stagecoach, but
the musical
took place partially in a Stagecoach.
Stagecoach the musical. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking about. paint your wagon.
There you go.
I feel like I'm on it's Password. Like drunk history, but it's like stoner history for movies is what I've been watching in the middle of this, and they're just reenacting movie history. You remember when Lando Calrissian fought Sean Connery and the Highlander and the Home Alone 5? Yeah, it was awesome. Fuck yeah, it was great. These guys loved it.
The 90 minutes of Hateful Eight that happens before the intermission could be accomplished in about 20 minutes. And then as soon as you come back from intermission, he starts recapping what happened. And Tarantino, his own voice comes in like, let me tell you what's going on. And it's like, wow, okay, the director's here, everybody. He's going to talk us through this. And but it's got a lot of cool stuff in it, definitely. So those people that applauded aren't necessarily wrong. And... And everybody should see it. Everybody.
What's your favorite Tarantino?
Well, that's the thing is I can honestly say out of 8 Tarantino movies, it's in 8th place for me. It's my least favorite Tarantino movie. Wow. But that's just after the one viewing, because that's the thing about his movies is that like you, where you stand on them kind of changes from viewing to viewing. Like for me, most of his movies, the first time you watch it, the entire time you're like, what the fuck's going to happen? Like even during the most boring scenes, you're like just waiting for something really fucking gnarly to happen.
Because you never know.
What's that?
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
They might
with
hit
him.
A bump and somebody might
he
get
holds
shot
the
in
violence
face.
Over. He has extreme violence held over your head the entire time in every one of his movies. And extreme nudity also. You might have to see Django hanging upside down naked, which no white man needs that in his life.
Like, you'd that's be surprised.
He looks that good
you'd
upside down.
You'd
what?
You'd be surprised.
By which part?
By how many white men need that in their lives.
He's right. You would be surprised. Yeah.
But like I think for me the best Tarantino movies are the Kill Bills.
Yes.
And that's what I like about him is his ability to handle all the martial arts stuff and he's sort of gone away from that now and he refuses to make movies with martial arts in them and he's so good at it that I wish he'd do more of that.
Jackie Brown.
There's going to be a Kill Bill 3 maybe.
Are they going to tell it from the daughter's point of view? Was that the angle he had talked about before?
Oh, Beatrix Kiddo is grown up now?
No.
Their kid.
What's her name?
Well,
daughter?
There's both of them have daughters.
Right. So, yes. The one who should have been Black
witnesses
Mama.
The one witnesses her mother being killed
right.
in,
That's
in
the
beginning.
One.
Yeah, yeah.
Later on, if you're still
they'll both
raw
grow up
it.
And go after each other.
Ooh.
I mean, romantically.
Oh, shit.
Are you writing the slash yeah. fiction right now?
No, I'll take whatever he wants to do. I mean, you know, it's neat that he's reviving the Western with this movie and some cool shit happens. But, you know, you can only talk so much about it before you start ruining it for people. And that's not what I'm here to do. I saw on TV this morning the first Mad Max was on cable. And I watched it and it's terrible. It's absolutely awful.
Did you like
it's
A Boy and His Dog better?
Garbage.
You remember A Boy and His Dog?
I do remember that. I don't know. I couldn't really weigh in on which one I prefer.
Young Don Johnson.
At this moment. But yeah, that was a weird movie where you hear the dog's thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could talk.
But, you know, Mel Gibson is just kind of boring in it. He gets kind of mad and he gets revenge. And then they remade it basically as a Road Warrior and they made it so much cooler and they should have just buried this first one. This one and the second half of Thunderdome should just go away.
To the land of Jar Jar Binks.
The whole Mad Max legacy should be Road Warrior, half of Thunderdome, and all of Furiosa Road.
Furiosa Road?
Can you believe the critical and awards consideration that movie's getting?
Yes.
It should.
I didn't really enjoy it that much. It's just like a bunch of driving around.
Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, let's go over there. What are we going to do when we get here? I don't know. Let's turn around and go back.
We got women in the truck.
Yeah. So let's keep moving.
Truck. We're going to drive around the desert. I didn't think I understood what was happening. And to me, that's not a very good movie if I don't know what's happening.
Great point.
Could you agree less, gentlemen?
Well, there were no planes or trains.
Oh, yeah. It's just automobiles. It's like a third as good.
I understand.
I don't care if
you
they ever...
You feel like you're missing two-thirds of the entire movie.
Yeah, the whole time I was questioning. Where are the other vehicles? Bullshit!
That would be great. Like, I'm the Imodium Joe. We got to get on the bus or something. Just yeah. like light
Did you
rail.
You say Imodium Joe?
Yeah, whatever. There's some. Yeah, he had some heartburn. He had to fucking take care of some Imodium Joe.
What? Get out of here, heartburn!
And then, yeah. Someone's got to do that ad in Australia right now.
Imodium Joe.
Don't make any more gun noises.
Hot one getting you down. Imodium Joe's here to drive it away. And he's it going down the stomach.
Are you Steve Irwin?
Yes, yeah. Rest in peace.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Steve Irwin.
And I'm Bindi Irwin.
And Peggy.
Did I win Dancing with the Stars? No. I'm Bindi. Did you ever see that show about the Supreme Court judge and Steve Irwin's daughter?
Did you smell that?
Yeah, something's burning.
What's burning?
It's solved. Oh, apparently a puzzle was on fire. And it's been solved, you guys.
It was the chicken strips in the toaster oven at the comedy club.
You're Colonel Mustard.
Spicy mustard. Hello.
From up here, I heard it's salt. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And then I used context clues, and then I...
Then you landed it.
Yeah, and then I landed it for myself, and I enjoyed the fun that you guys had.
If there's
really
a problem,
is
a, you'll all salt it.
Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it?
Yeah.
It's upsetting when you're in a basement club and it smells like it's on fire.
You know, listen, I didn't want to have to fight anybody.
It's kind of hard to...
I was trying to look for a spot.
I'm looking around for exits, and I know that there's no exit out of the green room, so I know that's not a good place to run.
Right.
Don't go into the green room, you guys, if this place is on fire. Solved it!
This really...
The firemen all come running in. No problem! Solved it!
Solved it. We did it.
It's a Christmas taint miracle.
Christmas taint. Deck the halls with Christmas taint.
This feels like group therapy at like a rehab center. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, let's use our feelings, guys, and everybody.
I don't think any of us have quit yet, though. I think we're all.
Next week's group, no candles, because you guys don't know how to deal with your candles. So we're gonna have no candles next week and see how that works.
Solved it.
Okay, I just want to play a quick round of this game doesn't mean anything in terms of winning and losing today. It's just for fun. It's a game we've been playing for a while now called Tell the Truth. And I'm just going to ask you one question, Graham, and then we'll work our way down the line. But Graham gets it first. Just need you to answer honestly. What is your favorite Will Smith movie? Favorite Will Smith movie. Film out of all the Will Smith classics?
The one where he's got the little boy and he's trying to sell the computers in San Francisco in the 80s.
Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah.
Is your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Tell the truth!
I've never played this game. You just yell at people? Is that what it is?
Micah, do you have a favorite Will Smith motion picture?
Bad Boys 2.
Tell the truth!
Ali is my favorite.
Ungayo.
Did you just crack on the witness stand just like that? Micah, stick to your guns, man.
Bad Boys 1.
No stitching.
Independence Day.
Which one has
you've
plans
had your turn and you failed.
I thought you said this didn't mean anything.
African or European?
What?
I'm high, man. I make a lot of connections in my mind.
What's your favorite?
Well, last time I said Hitch, but this time I will preemptively say Suicide Squad.
But you haven't even seen that yet.
Tell the truth! Yeah!
I don't understand this game at all.
Well, in that case, let me say, let the games begin! gentlemen, you get to pick your name tags from a delightful assortment of things that people brought with themselves that you need to go physically grab and take back to your seat. I'm going to go check in with the fire marshal while we do a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Just a reminder to watch Colony only on USA Network starting Thursday, January 14th. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Excellent job, everybody. What do you got there, Ngayo?
Candy.
You got just a big old bag of candy attached to a name tag?
It says Labber Brunch, right? But her name's Carrie for some reason, and then she's got your picture over David Bowie because apparently you remind her of the Babe. And then, but there's candy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of candy attached to it.
That's the important thing. There's Starbursts and Gobstoppers and Sweetest Fish. Some guy offered me $5, but really, I would rather have the candy. That's how. $5 is $5.
That's probably $5 worth of candy on that thing.
At least. It looks like she got it at the movie theater.
What's the lady's name? Brunch?
You would think. She wrote brunch on it, but apparently her name is Carrie.
Carrie, but you put brunch in there? Why?
Solved it.
And Gaio thinks he's at the San Diego Zoo. Just fucking throwing Starbursts to all the bears.
This way I won't eat them all.
It's a good strategy.
Next, gobstoppers, but I'm going to spit them out of my mouth. Like BBs.
Ugh, ever nasty. Micah, who are you playing for?
Well, I'm a little bit confused. Ha! It says Planes, Travis, and Automobiles.
Yeah!
But on the back it says...
No, don't read him! Don't read that.
You're playing for Travis.
You're playing for Travis.
On the back it says, I'm just going to read the list of songs from this soundtrack. The first song is I Can Take Anything.
Huh. Is that your safe word?
Yeah. But there should be a shithead on the back, and that's what I'll have to read.
Oh, I understand
if you
that.
Lose.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, this guy's a shithead.
Graham?
I have Darth Vader's helmet, and it says Star Wars The Force Awake Gens from Jennifer over there, who's a big podcast fan. And I don't know, where is the shithead?
It's on the back of the paper.
On the back of the paper, got it. We can't see it. It is currently hidden. On the back of this piece of paper right here that she staked at, there'll be paper. Yeah, you'll peel that back. Look at that. She did a great job.
I agree. All right, good job picking your name tags. You could put that on the floor probably instead of having it look like Darth Vader springing up from your loins.
Yeah. He is.
Darth
Vader
cock.
Come over to the dark side, ladies. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'll waken that force.
Once you go dark, you'll never bark.
Solved it.
Well, that's definitely solved it. It's got to be a hashtag for today,
yep,
for today's show.
Hashtag solved it.
Hashtag solved it, for sure.
Solvents?
Yeah. Or she said, it's solved, I think, is what the quote actual quote was.
I punched it up.
Good job, Graham.
Thank you. Yeah, putting it on a shirt, moving some merch.
All right, to determine who goes first in our first legitimate game today, we're going to play a very silly game called Live, Die, Repeat, a.k.a. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. I'm going to say the title of a movie, and the first one of you to say it back wins.
Boy, don't come on the show for a while, and holy shit, it's just a goddamn free-for-all.
Just trying to make the games easier for people who don't know trivia. So all you have to do...
John Landis.
...is repeat the movie title that I say, but it's the person who comes back with it the fastest.
Got it.
I'm just waiting for Micah to finish his drink. Okay. I don't want him to be mid-drink when this happens. Because then it'll be a big spit take.
The next game we're going to play is just movie, punch you in the dick. And
you say a movie, yeah, then I'll punch you in the dick.
All right. Terms of endearment. Ugh, suck it. Ah, my dick. Congratulations. What did I win? Your dick. It won my fist.
All right. Ready? Here we go. And guy was chewing.
It's all right.
Okay.
Such confidence. I'm good.
Okay, see who says it back the fastest.
Wait. What do we win if we get this right?
A lot of money.
Watch out.
You move out of the hostel.
You just get to... you get to go first in the next game. Great. Is all you win.
That's a lot. Is all you win.
It's all you win.
It's all you win.
If you just start repeating things that I'm saying...
He's training. Look at him. He's fucking training. That's smart.
Just the title is all we're looking for. Ready? Everybody seems ready.
The gun of Becky Sue's handbag. Oh, sorry.
How could you tell I was about to say that?
I just know, dude. I solved it.
No, it's just...
Nanny McPhee.
The title is simply Elf.
Elf.
You just did it to make us bark. That's the only reason you did it. Think of three guys and go, oh.
Elf. Oof. That was so funny how it really did seem like you were all barking.
Just did that to make us bark. That was you thought of that in your hotel room and went, oh, this will be great. I'm going to have three guys barking on stage.
I couldn't tell who was fastest, though, so I'm going to do another one.
Wolf.
Yeah, I was about to say wolf.
Okay, the unbearable light is the being.
Deck the halls.
Deck the halls!
I think Micah was the fastest that time. Oh, it's such a stupid game.
That was fun, though. Let's do it again just for like shits and games. Oh. Yeah,
I love my favorite bag is the title of the game really doesn't...
Kiss, kiss, bang, bang.
Or it's just fucking... It
Live, die, repeat?
Movie yell.
We're going to play Diver Down.
Let's play movie yell.
Movie yell.
I know it shouldn't, but I feel great that I won.
No, you should feel great.
I shouldn't feel. That
no,
was.
No, you should. No,
that's what it feels like to be a winner.
Turns out you're very good at something that's, worthless.
We're all comedians, right?
Yeah, right. Thank you. I'm glad somebody said it. I'm glad somebody said it.
If there's some other situation where you have to yell out the quickest, then you're gonna be good to go. So look for those in life.
Okay. I'm looking for tickets.
Just repeat back everything they say to you out on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that guy's like, I'm also looking for tickets. Yeah. Stop yelling at me.
Yeah.
You I'm looking for tickets.
Looking for tickets. You got any tickets? Got any tickets? Do you have any? Do you have any tickets? I'm going to try that next time.
You're too close to me. You're too close to me! I don't understand social cues!
Help police! Help police!
Yeah. You're coming with me!
Now you're just sounding like Mr. Movie Phone. You're coming with me to the movies! We're going to play a game now that we don't play very often on the show because... Just for the listener's sake, tell us when you're going to do that.
Incoming.
Yeah.
You just...
Also,
yes, the woman yelled, landed it! Yes! Landed it! Say that to your man the next time you're having sex. Landed it.
Gross.
That just sounds like somebody just caught a big fish. Fucking threw it into the boat.
But then they're fishermen that don't really, that think fish are gross. That's awesome. We're going to go fishing, but we're not going to keep it. Ew.
No, I meant the landed it part. Anyway, let's play Build a Title.
Oh, shit.
You might not be familiar with this, Micah, so it's a good thing that you have to go first. We'll go to Ngayo after Micah and then over to Graham. And we're basically going to take one title and then add more titles to it using the existing words and sounds. And the title I'd like to begin with is I saw a movie on VOD that I enjoyed a great deal about the world of tennis. About tennis playing brothers, and it's called Breakpoint. Breakpoint. So we're going to start with the movie Breakpoint, Micah, and all you have to do is come up with a movie that begins with the word point or ends with the word break. So what would you like to
and I just
what would you like
I
your
just
first
add it
move
right
to
on
be?
Like
just add it right on there, yeah.
Break point break?
Yes.
I'm so glad I went first.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's beautiful.
And you know, we take the word the and the word a, we get rid of those in this game. You don't have to worry about those. And Ngayo, what have you got to add to break point break?
Break point breakfast at Tiffany's be ridiculous?
That would work, yes. I didn't know shit would get so highfalutin. But yeah, that's where you're at, Graham. You need something that ends in break or begins with Tiffany's.
Yeah, it's brutal. My bad.
Or Fanny's. Tiff Annie's.
Well, there's an obvious choice I could use, but I could make it interesting. Sit down, guy with Vote for Pedro shirt. let's go. So it's point. Wait, it's break point. Break fist at Tiffany's.
Uh huh.
Let's go.
Not fist at Tiffany's.
Fist it. Oh.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I thought that's what we were doing. The
fist
porn
at
one.
Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Fisting Tiffany.
Why do you make the face? Why do you make the face?
Well, that's the scene in the movie that I'm thinking of. What are you? Jesus.
My movie's a little gentler than yours, I think.
Oh, my bad.
There's more patience. There's more patience. There's more lube.
That movie's racist.
No.
Mickey Rooney.
Oh yeah, that movie. Like, oh. I thought you were talking about my personal movie.
No.
Like, oh, it's pretty hot.
Your homemade porn and guy was very racist.
You haven't seen it. Landed it. I'm gonna add that to my homemade porn from now on. Just at the end.
What do you got, Graham?
Let's go spring break.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Spring break point break faced at Tiffany's. So now all you need, Micah, is something that ends in spring or begins with Tiffany's.
Last spring break.
Point breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yeah.
Last spring, what's that?
This thing we're that adding happened. On movies to the beginning and end, right?
Yeah.
Then it's a movie.
What's the movie? Who's in that movie?
Yeah, who's in Last Spring?
Oh, Last Spring?
Yeah.
It's a documentary about about
the seasons.
Yeah, like when the snow melts. It's by Errol Morris.
Oh yeah, I know. And wasn't the narrator Leif Garrett?
Yeah, Leif Garrett. Leif Garrett?
Leif.
Or either, you know.
Yeah,
either one. You know, it was definitely a Garrett, as I recall.
All right, you're out.
Okay.
You had me at Errol Morris though, man. I thought
that was a good pull. So now we need something ungayo that ends in spring or begins with Tiffany's.
Ends in spring.
Yeah, because it'll be the first word in our title.
Right. So wasn't there the thing called the rites of spring?
Ooh, some guy in the audience just fucking came so
it's a
hard.
Ballet, but I'm sure they made a film out of it.
Oh,
God. Oh, man. Oh, I don't think that was it.
Oh,
clearly that was it.
Oh,
right in the spot.
Oh, didn't solve it. Oh,
I don't know.
Of course.
Crash landed it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right.
You win, Graham. That was a good try. So that means Graham won this thing?
That's right. Breakfast at TIFF any given Sunday. I'm just adding to some shit.
Oh, you can... Oh, shit!
No, you can't. You can't do what he just did.
Okay.
You can't right. change the way words are pronounced.
Then I feel better.
Yeah.
No, that is how you... Tiffany, A-N-Y. Tiffany.
Any given. Tiffany's. Given so
any's Sundays
given
are given.
See, that's what he's doing. He's trying to make it any's given Sunday.
Any's given Sundays.
Breakfast at Tiffany's Stasia. That was pretty good over there. He said that. Or you could do
breakfast at Tiffany's nuts, fool. I don't know. Sorry, my bad.
These does nuts.
These nasty nuts, fool. All right.
Steve does nuts.
Graham.
I'm Steve.
If there was a movie called like Annie's something or other, then that would maybe work. Breaking Fanny? Okay, you're really
That's
all over the place
time.
With that one.
What the fuck is that?
He's just adding to every
about?
Side of this thing at this
Sounds
point.
Sounds like British porn.
It feels like because of my slot, I couldn't have won there. And I feel great.
Oh, you think it was your slot great. Was the problem?
Yeah, the slot. It just wouldn't accept last spring.
It just would have gone longer if we had gone with breaking away or breakfast club. But Tiffany's is a hard one to add anything to.
Sorry, man.
What are you going to do? It's called strategery.
The game is the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You went big. I like it.
You threw it down and Graham won somehow.
Calculated risk.
Yeah. Yeah. So Graham gets to go first in our next game, which is Last Man Stanton.
Oh, shit. I'm your father.
Do you know this game, Micah?
I think so, yeah.
This is one where we take turns. I play along for fun. We take turns naming movies that an actor or actress that's suggested by a lucky audience member. I get messages on Twitter all the time from people saying, I've got the perfect name. And that's, yep, and that's what those people sound like.
No matter what, just no got matter, on Twitter.
No matter what their avatar is, yeah. In today's case, I picked a name out of Twitter of a person named Matt_Diamond.
Is that Bling. You? Did you say Bling, Matt Diamond?
And he just, I love how he just went, hey. Whoa, whoa, that's mine. Whoa, whoa, easy.
The girl
Don't
was
say
all,
that out loud in public.
Diamond Bling.
All right, so what do you do for a living, Matt? A lot of stuff, a lot of things.
Drug dealer.
Hit me up after the show.
Yeah, are your stuff and your things, would you think that Ngayo and I would be more interested in it? Or Graham? Do you sell vitamins?
Do you have
or fun stuff?
A katana that I could, a fully sharpened katana?
Pre World War II?
Yeah, Graham needs a katana sword.
Yeah.
Do you sell planes, trains, and automobiles memorabilia? Because that's all that anybody knows about me right now.
I would love to have some planes, trains, and automobilia.
You have some coupe.
Aw, shit. Solved it.
All right, Matthew, I won't ask you anything more about your personal life.
How tall are you?
But who are you here with?
My wife!
My wife! Hey! Hey! Ho! You are correct, sir. Yes. Yes, you are correct. Hermetically sealed in a mayonnaise jar.
Is this Sean Connery again?
That's the oldie thing Sean Connery used to say.
I'm Ed McMahon.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Publishers
yeah.
Clearinghouse will come show up at your...
All right, are we good?
You could be on Star Search.
Ed, see, I thought Ed was going to yell something else out. I was right. So Matthew's going to give us a name, and then we're going to play. What's your name, Matthew?
Kurt Russell.
No, what is your name?
Tell the truth.
All right, he's going with Kurt Russell, you guys.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I do. Enjoy,
ooh. Oh.
I enjoy the work of Kurt Russell. And Graham won that last game, so he gets to go first. Then we'll go to Micah, then to Ngayo, then to me. So don't forget that I'm going to play.
I'll do the movie I just saw, The Hateful Eight, ladies
okay.
and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Murder.
My turn?
Yes.
Yes, Micah.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, great movie. Oh. Great movie.
Kim Cattrall.
All right, Ngayo.
Overboard.
Oh!
Who is it? Captain Chaos. I'm Kurt Russell. Oh, Tafuti Klein. Okay, that's not his line, but that's one of the funniest lines.
Since you went for Overboard, I'm going to keep it nautical.
Huh?
And say Captain Ron.
I'll go Tequila Sunrise.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Last Spring, a documentary by Errol
yeah.
Morris.
He's great in that.
Yeah, I don't know what Kurt Russell's been in.
Wait, are you sincerely out of Kurt Russell movies?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell the truth!
Shh, don't.
Hey!
Why did you do that? We're still playing. We're just going to take a moment to condemn this man for his lack of knowledge on Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell's a good one.
Yeah, he's a powerhouse, and as we continue to play without you, Micah, you will discover
the power.
The many films that he has done.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, of course.
Was he in Footloose?
Yeah, yeah, he played the mayor.
I'm gonna guess that he wasn't in Footloose.
Nope, not in Footloose.
About a week ago.
It's not a terrible guess.
Thanks.
If you're just gonna really hope that somebody was in something.
I honestly think that Big Trouble in Little China is the only Kurt Russell movie that I have ever seen.
Really?
Oh, keep it going.
Well, we'll keep going, and you'll recognize some of these other titles.
God willing.
Yeah. Okay. So it's on to you and Gaio.
Tombstone.
Yes, Tombstone.
I did see Tombstone. I did see Tombstone.
That'll be a fun side game. Tell us which ones you've seen.
Kurt Russell's a good actor. I didn't even recognize him in Tombstone.
Maybe that's your problem, is his versatility makes it hard for you to track what he's up to.
Did he play? Yeah. Was he Wyatt Earp in Tombstone?
Yep.
Nailed it.
All right, I'm going to go with one of my favorites of this past year that you may not have seen yet, okay, but I recommend it, Micah. It's called Bone Tomahawk. Yeah, better than Hateful Eight, if you ask me. And nobody did.
I go 3,000 miles.
Wait.
Oh, so sorry.
Oh, it is your turn. I'm sorry.
Wait.
That is a tough one because I would get the number of miles wrong, but it's 3,000 miles.
Yep.
To Graceland.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And Micah, of course, you haven't seen that one.
No, I have not.
No. That's not a good movie.
Yeah. Anybody else see 3,000 Miles to Graceland? Did you know that Kurt Russell was in it?
Graham and I went to the premiere. We went to the premiere of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had poker chips at the party, like just sitting around just for fun. So we just picked up poker chips and just started throwing them at people.
Like they were little donuts.
At the party in protest. That we just sat through that shitty movie.
It was a bag of dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people think that movie has like a story and characters. Nope, just a bag of dicks. Don't watch it.
Elvises parachuting into the city, that was cool.
Escape from New York.
I don't know where they came from when they parachuted into the city, but
that's how they got there.
Okay, it's your turn. What'd you say, Escape from New York?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll say Escape from L.A.
You almost have to.
You son of a bitch. I will say the movie with Kurt Russell.
Oh, shit!
Here we go. Slide, DiMaggio, slide.
This is the one I'm thinking of.
Before you say this, if it makes you feel any better, and I don't know why it would, so far the only movies I've seen are Big Trouble in Little China and Tombstone. So feel free to go out now and hang out with me.
I'm in.
Okay.
You should check out Escape from New York, probably.
I think I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not L.A.
Hey, thanks for the movie recommendation.
You know, Doug loves movies.
Guys?
Graham.
The Perfect Soldier. Universal Soldier. The Universal Soldier.
I got this, you guys.
The Universal Soldier was a perfect movie. That's what I was trying to say. The Universal Soldier.
No.
The Swiss Army Soldier.
Shorter. The
Soldier 2000.
Shorter.
The Soldier.
Shorter.
Solge.
The Sodder.
You're the worst. You're the worst auctioneer, the way you yell, Solge! At the end of every auction. Solge to the man with the beer. Say the one word, will you? Just say it.
Soldier.
Yes. That's what it's called, right? Yes. It's just called Soldier.
But it was perfect, and he was very universal in all of his skills.
Ngayo.
Death Proof?
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Okay, I will go with, how about let's go back to his Disney days.
Oh, I've been trying to hold on to some of those.
I've been trying. But I'm going to throw down the Barefoot Executive.
Ooh, very nice. Yeah.
Graham?
Wait, Graham's still in?
Yeah, soldier.
He said soldier a lot of times. So he was kind
of
right.
I'm pretty sure I've said all of the words to make up the names of some of these movies that you guys have been saying and I've never heard of.
We're playing Last Man Word Salad. Last Man Aphasia. Saxophone Monkey. Ah, good answer.
Perfect. Winner. Book it.
Solved it, Vader.
Book it.
That's a new one.
There's a lot of verbing it going on. Solve it, book it, land it, slap it, kick it, smack it. Gnip, gnop, rock it, pop it.
Anybody here do?
Rub it up, flip it, smack it down. Oh, no. Never trust. You know the rest. All right, Graham.
What happened?
Graham's stalling.
Oh, Graham.
The best of times.
Okay.
I went.
Was that what it was called? With Robin
with
Williams?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, no, that is right. Man, I almost forgot. Right. That's a good film.
That's a cute film. High school football, they can't get over. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, a wise guy. Was he in the computer wore tennis shoes?
Uh-huh.
Boom.
From
the vault, bitches. Yeah. Get high and get in the archives.
I'm gonna make an executive decision.
Oh!
And say executive decision!
Very nice.
I'm gonna go with a documentary called The Battered Bastards of Baseball. This is a real movie. Yeah, his dad owned a minor league baseball team in Portland, Oregon, and he played on it, and he's interviewed in it. It's pretty cool. It's on Netflix. It's fucking awesome.
What's it called again?
The Battered Bastards of Baseball.
And I don't get Last Spring?
It's because it's winter.
Last Spring, The Battling Bastards of Baseball 2.
Soldier.
What's it called again, Graham?
The Battered Bastards of Baseball. I swear to God, this is one of my bullshit make them up. It's a really good documentary. I honestly recommend it to everybody.
There's one with about Kurt an Russell. Asian Kurt baseball Russell's team
in
there.
He's interviewed in it as Kurt Russell because he played on the team. There's footage of him playing minor league baseball. You don't know this. Kurt Russell played minor league baseball.
Kurt Russell's kind of a jock.
Yeah.
Or an athletically minded person.
His dad, yeah. Bing Russell.
Whose turn is it, stall tactic?
I just named it. I'm just giving some info because this motherfucking vote for Pedro is
Please
calling me.
Please keep talking.
He's calling Leif Garrett on my Battled Bastards of Baseball, and I'm trying to lay it out some knowledge.
I've already accepted it. Whose turn is it?
La, 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 la,
it's,
la.
It's on Ungayo.
The so computer war tennis
you're stalling for him. You already
no,
said that.
Please keep talking.
You just said that the last round.
I know.
The computer wore tennis shoes again.
That was funny.
That was a good one.
He was in. No, wait. He wasn't in that. Wait. He was in. No, he wasn't in that one. Oh, what's the name of the fucking. God. Drugs. Oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
World's Greatest Athlete?
Oh.
Is that close? That's
I'm
close.
I'm sorry.
You know which one?
That starred Jan Michael Vincent.
God damn it.
Yeah, they decided to take a break from the Kurt Russell business on World's Greatest Athlete.
What was
but
the one?
Since it's my turn, I'll set you straight on what they did do. They did make a movie with Kurt Russell called The Strongest Man in the World.
Damn
That's
it.
Right.
That's the
Where
one.
He got the potion and he put it in the car.
The Strongest Man in the World.
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right, Graham.
Gus the
Got any more obscure documentaries?
That's the one.
Gus the Field Goal Kicking Mule.
What does he do in that?
kicks a field goal.
Not Gus. I meant Russ.
He's one of the guys on the team.
Kurt Russell. Isn't he like the placeholder?
Yeah, he's one of the guys on the team.
There's no way that's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. He's correct.
Really?
Yeah. It's sad. No way. Sad, but true.
Oh, shit.
He's a Disney star.
I'm looking it up right
now. I can't
now.
Believe we have to explain this to you.
Are you just IMDBing Kurt Russell right now? That's totally cheating.
No, I just looked up Gus specifically, and he's not listed as participating in Gus.
You sure?
Yeah, small part.
According to Leonard.
Well, according to Leonard, who's
but even
canon.
Leonard would throw in a small role by young Kurt Russell. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember Kurt Russell being in that, but I'll look. I'll go to IMDb and try it, see what they say. G-U-S. Wow, there's three things listed above Gus in IMDb. You think Gus would be the one? Because it's called Gus straight up.
But I will say this, Kurt Russell's dad did own a minor league baseball team.
Okay, so you're covering your ass over there.
In Portland.
So we got 41 cast members according to IMDb. And I'm not seeing anybody that resembles Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe. Kurt Russell or Russell Crowe.
Or Gary Oldman.
Ooh, Richard Kiel played Tall Man.
Is he that tall?
Yeah, he's tall.
He's super tall, yeah. Yeah, it'd have to be an amazingly small role at this point for him.
Nope, maybe he wasn't in that.
Yeah, nope, he's not in it.
In the
he's not in it.
Doug wins.
Sorry.
Fuck.
He was in Sky High, which someone yelled out
earlier.
Yeah. He was in Super Dad. He was in The Thing. He was in Fast and Furious 7. What else do we miss? Backdraft. Used Cars, of course. The great used cars.
Used fucking cars.
Yeah.
Used cars.
Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash.
Forget?
I forgot about that one.
He's so great as one of those two guys.
I had that one in my mind. It happened at the World's Fair.
When he was like little.
Was he on a wire? I was going to say Bird on the Wire.
God damn
no,
it.
That was Mel Gibson.
No, that was Mel Gibson. He wasn't in Bird on the Wire.
Everyone's arguing amongst themselves. Miracle, the
Miracle.
Hockey film.
Ah, fuck. That gives that great speech.
Miracle.
Hello? Lady, I don't care about your personal life.
It had
unlawful
to be said.
Entry, she said.
Solved it.
God damn it. How did I miss Backdraft?
I was going to say Tango and Cash. I totally forgot it.
There's a lot of big ones. You've seen some of those, haven't you, Mike?
No, I've only seen Tombstone and Big Trouble in Little China.
You should.
By the way, am I winning right now?
Yes, you stay winning. Hands go up.
Grounded it.
And they stay there.
You totally long layovered it. We're going to play one more game, and it's called Reverse Leonard Maltin.
No.
Graham maintains his dominance, so he gets to...
show him your dominance, Graham.
He gets to go first again, but we'll switch the order around. It'll go to Ungayo and then to Micah.
Can you please give a review? I've only played this a couple times.
I'll give you a quick review of Reverse Maltin. People don't like it as much as regular Maltin. That's my review.
Are you going to do a maltodextrin where you just have to go with sugar on it?
Yeah.
At the end? Tell the
when
truth.
You start over, when we start, I mean, when Graham gets to pick.
We're all starting over.
Graham gets to go first, and he gets to pick between three movies. And the idea is you got to pick the movie you think you know the most names from, according to Leonard. And then we will. Well, this is a funny.
But you don't have to do it in order, right? You don't have to do it in Maltin
don't
order.
Don't have to do it in order. You just have to bid how many names you think you can name.
Got it.
And then we go from there. So Ungayo is going to be up next after Graham picks between the world's greatest athlete. The world's greatest dad. Or Daddy Daycare. Which one of those three films? Now, sometimes you gotta poker face it in this game. You gotta act like you know more than you really do. But out of those three, which one do you think you'd be best at?
Daddy Daycare.
Okay. From 2003, Leonard lists 10 names. So how many of the 10 names in any order do you think you can name, Graham Elwood?
I'm going to go with, we're going to come out hot and strong. We're going to go with...
Gross.
¥144 names?
I would go with, I'm going to come in big and strong and hot with...
Hey. What, are you, like, is this pillow talk?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, then I'm going to come in big and hot, hot and strong then. All right.
Okay.
Are you ready for this now? Here we go.
I've got quite a load for you.
Okay.
You're not going to expect this. And one, two, three, go. Whoops.
Whoa.
Let me start it over again, and here we go.
Put your face in the pillow. I don't want to look at you. So here we go.
Why are you making so much eye contact with me right now?
You know why.
Because I want you to put your face in the pillow. Like how, Jesus.
it was a full moon last night.
I'll go two names. Someone's mad at me. I'm sorry. I should know more daddy daycare, motherfucker.
He's got a strong hot two in Gaio. Can
big,
you,
thick, hot, sweaty two.
Can you name more than two
thrusting
people?
On down to the next player.
Just to get the idea of his hot, sweaty two out,
DDC.
I'll go with the big three.
He says three names, Micah.
I'm going to tell him to...
Name those names?
Name those names!
If I like your flair.
Ungayo.
That's all I got at this point. Lots of flair.
Vocal flair.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Just name three people from Daddy Daycare and you get a point.
Eddie Murphy, Jeff Garland, Steve Zahn.
That's correct.
Wow.
Those are the only three I knew. Wow. So.
Yeah.
Solved it.
That was an excellent landing. Very nice.
That was three more than I knew.
Is Kalita Smith in that one too?
Yeah. See, you bluffed good there at the top, Graham. Good job. Micah.
Yes.
Nothing. Just checking in. Sure you're still here.
Good. Got me nervous there.
Okay. So,
everything good? Everything squared away?
I'm totally fine. I love movies. I like to watch him. I just don't.
Graham gets to pick again.
Okay.
And but then it's coming at you, Micah. You're going to be second, so
right.
Be ready for it.
Big hot number two.
Oh, keep going, Daddy.
We are right next door to the Double Deuce.
Oh, what's the one now, Doug? What's your story on the Double Deuce about the management there?
I don't give two shits about the management. The Double Deuce.
Way to set it up.
And no, somebody just yelled that it's closed. No, it's a place that looks closed a lot of the time. Like they open up the one bar, and then when things get busier, they open up the one with the Bucking Bronco.
And then when the sun goes down, it's full of like vampires and Aztec ghosts.
Aztec ghosts.
And then when the sun comes up, it's a vacant lot.
Exactly.
Yep. Good call.
Graham gets to pick between three titles.
Russell.
Graham, do you know more actors from Grease, Election, or High School Musical 3? Senior year.
Three?
Oh, that's fucked
up. High School Musical 3, Election, or Grease? Three classic motion pictures. Which one of them do you know the most actors from?
I will go Grease.
All right, that's the word. 1978, Leonard lists 14 names. How many of the 14 names can you name, Graham?
I will go four.
Micah, he says he can name four people from Kurt Russell's Grease.
It's got to be in order.
I thought it was David
nope.
O. Russell's Grease.
Nope. Any.
It can just be anybody that was in Grease.
Yeah, you just got to name four of them, and it has
ever
to be,
anybody
has to be once.
Broadway cast.
No, yeah, stop it, guy. And it has
to
be
a regional production.
No,
touring show.
No, it has to be people listed by Leonard. So
all right,
it's
I'm going
to
ask
to
you
his
to name
whims.
Four people from Grease.
Thank you for the point.
All right.
Oh, come on, really?
Yeah, that's pretty easy, right?
Stalker Channing, Jeff Conway, Olivia Newton-John, and Johnny Travolta.
He prefers John Travolta.
Johnny!
No,
Johnny
no,
T!
He likes to go by John Travolta.
Big Johnny Travolta. Shocking it on in the movies. Weirdo Scientologist Big John.
That is one of the most spot-on impressions I've heard all day.
Yeah. That's John Travolta.
Hey, I'm Johnny Travolta.
What? Where? Hey! All right.
Wait, when did he turn to Fonzie?
I thought they were the same guy.
They all do kind of look alike, huh?
Oh, hey, I was in Face Off. Oh!
Nice.
Wait, now you were doing Nicolas Cage?
Exactamundo.
So versatile, Graham.
Well, I was doing them when they switched faces, so because like a mashup.
A mashup. You should drop the bass.
They switched faces in that movie?
They
so
sure
what
did.
Am I three
they sure
that,
did.
Yeah. I saw that one.
Face Off?
Yeah. It's, I enjoyed it.
Oh, all right. Yeah, keep us posted whenever a movie comes up that you've seen.
You should just have
Be
a checklist
sure to let us know.
On your website.
You don't want to say if you've seen any of these movies because they'll give it away to Ungayo, who gets to pick. And then we're coming at you, Micah.
Oh, I know how to play this game.
Nice.
Ungayo, do you know more actors in A View to a Kill, A Room with a View, or Four Rooms?
I'm going to go Four Rooms and
he
four
says
names.
Four Rooms, but hang on. I got to tell you how many Leonard lists.
Doesn't even matter. Okay. Please do.
He lists three names. So
really?
I'm going to make you stand by your opening bid of four names.
He lists three names?
No, he lists 7, 10,
yeah,
14,
okay, because like, everybody's
19,
in that movie.
20.
Everybody except Kurt Russell.
He lists 20. 20.
Everything except Yul Brynner.
20 names, and you want to bid four.
Five now, fuck it.
All right, he's saying five names, Micah.
And you said everybody's in this movie, yeah?
Except Kurt Russell.
Well, what movie are we talking about?
Four Rooms.
So you either say like six or you say
yeah,
no.
I understand how the game is played, Graham. I've just never even heard of this movie. I didn't even know a house could have four rooms in it.
It's a hotel.
Did you see three rooms or two rooms or one room?
Hostel.
Room?
I did see Hostel, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Okay, so name five names in Four Rooms.
All right.
Did you hear about the movie where the dogs open up a hotel?
What's that called?
Air Bud and Bud.
Oh, God. And you know who let the dogs out is in the trailer.
Just it has like, to be, yeah. Front to back. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm going right. to make a film about when you come to visit and just call it Hotel for Dugs.
Yes.
Brad Pitt will be in it. You like Dugs?
Snatch reference. Outstanding.
Did you see Snatch, Micah? In nah, your lifetime?
It. Yep. That was a fun double entendre that you made at my
it
expense.
It was. Four names from...
No,
four,
no, five.
Five names from Four Rooms.
Three, sir.
Half Bath.
Antonio Banderas. Claro que sí. Madonna. Ralph. It's Rafe.
Ralph
Fiennes.
I feel like you guys are just making syllables and giving each other points. This is
one
so
more,
rigged.
One more, Ungayo.
No.
Two more.
It's not a two more. He said,
"Oh God, outstanding!"
Boom. He said,
"Outstanding."
Did you Madonna,
plan it, or did you just hear that joke?
He said, "Madonna."
I've seen Kindergarten Cop.
Antonio Banderas and Ralph Fiennes. He has to say one more name, and then I will say,
"Salma Hayek."
Salma Hayek. Oh, right, because it's five names. You're right. One more.
Salma Hayek.
Yeah, one more.
And then that's what I get for talking shit. Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think you've confused.
Oh, I did confuse
Tim Roth for Ralph Fiennes. So yeah, so Micah's on the board. Micah's got a point.
I got a little lightheaded there. This is the most fun I've had all week. Literally all week. This is the most fun I've had.
It's good to
Don't
be out
Don't stop the show.
Solved it.
Solved it.
I like your reading.
I think I know my strategy now. All right. Do I hit me?
Yeah, punch him in the dick, Doug.
I almost did. I almost did. I really wanted to.
All right, we got to wrap this up quickly. We got a three-way tie. So this next one is I've pre-chosen a movie in advance. It's the tiebreaker. Graham gets to start us off, and then we'll go to Micah and then to Ngayo. So Ngayo might not even have a chance.
I might not.
Because we know how fast Micah is to pull that name it trigger. But we'll see how he does here with this movie.
Kurt Russell.
Called Chicago from 2002. Leonard lists 10 names. Yeah, 10 names. How many can you get it in, Graham? Mumble, mumble in the audience. Mumble, mumble. Some woman wants you to say 9. Somehow I think that's not going to happen.
She's a fan.
How many, Graham?
Three.
How many?
Three.
He says three names, Micah.
I'll guess 4.
He says 4 names.
Shit! Oh! Oh!
All but plucking victory from defeat.
You just say 5 names?
5 names. I know you're sandbagging. Fuck off. Go ahead. Say it.
Name that movie.
Oh! Name that movie.
Chicago. Yeah. Is that the movie?
Chicago. Is that the movie? Oh, wrong game.
Here, pass your name tag down, Micah. The Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Planes, Travis, and Automobiles.
Yeah, pass that over because you're not going to win.
And you got my, and just in case.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. Shh. John C. Reilly. Richard Gere. Queen Latifah. Renee Zellweger.
He done did it. That's right.
Nice. Nice. That's great. I could only get to 3. I knew that was it. I wasn't sandbagging you. I was.
I could have sworn you were sandbagging me. Thank you for not sandbagging.
You're right, man. I just say that was.
I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Marijuana yet again.
Anything else to plug, Ngayo?
Yes, I'll be at the International Cannabis Business Conference. February 12th and 13th, and New Year's Eve, Punchline Sacramento, early show, because I'm middle-aged. Not really, really, because I just want to go out and party afterwards, because I never get to, so. But I'll be at the 7:30 show.
No, I got an early show on New Year's Eve, too. I'm in doing a Douglas Movies at the Cobbs in San Francisco. It starts at 4 o'clock.
Nice.
And so we'll have to take a break 20 minutes in.
Right?
And then we'll continue up after that. My intermission will come a lot faster than Hateful Eight's. And Ngayo, where's the person you were playing for? Let's give out those prizes.
Yeah, hey, Carrie,
come on. Come on, Carrie, come get your prize bag.
Come on, Carrie, get up here. Congratulations,
Carrie.
I've got lady sizes in that because there's like a men's 3X Whistling Bane, so come see me in the back.
And Graham Elwood is going to be in the back with copies of what do you got for?
Comedy Film Nerds and Whistling Bane shirts, men and women, all varying weird sizes.
Yeah, so go see Graham in the back on your way out, or if you're coming to the stand-up show tonight at 7, Graham will be back for that, so you can see him after that show as well. And anything else to plug, Graham?
Honolulu, Hawaii. I am headlining Hawaiian Brian's January 16th. So check that out. And, of course, listen to Comedy Film Nerds. Just go to comedyfilmnerds.com. Thank you so much, San Diego.
Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen. You want to go
Yeah.
Do your
I'll
thing?
See you in the back.
He's
Thank you so
go,
much.
Go get ready in the back. Doug Loves Movies is coming to L.A., Seattle, Austin, and more. I don't know where more is in 2016. DougLovesMovies.com for more details and links and stuff. And let's also hear it for first-time guest Micah Sherman. You totally parked it.
Yeah.
You got it to the gate.
Thanks for giving me an opportunity to bulldoze this thing down.
Solved it, landed it, parked it, bulldozed.
Yeah, yeah.
Solved
baggage
it,
claim,
it,
the whole
it,
deal.
Yeah. Solved it, landed it,
out on the curb,
it,
catching an Uber. Anything you want to plug, Micah?
I have a sketch comedy album on iTunes called John Rogers Idiot. And you can find it on iTunes called John Rogers Idiot.
John Rogers. Yeah, when people ask you to repeat it, do they
idiot
think you're
test.
Getting mad at them?
Yeah.
What's that?
What's the name of that thing?
John Rogers Idiot.
Hey, dude, I'm just asking you a question. There's no
John Rogers Idiot.
I answered
what,
it.
What the fuck?
John Rogers Idiot.
Thank you, Micah. Come
Great
back
acting.
Again sometime. And thank you to American Comedy Company. Thank you to everyone who came out on a Sunday afternoon for a basement show. If you don't have tickets already, come back and see us at 7 o'clock doing a stand-up, and we'll probably play a game from Doug Loves Movies at the end of that show for all you name tag holders. And as always, Kyle Grossman is a shithead. Yep, so there's a personal vendetta taken care of. And anyone who spoils Star Wars is a shithead.
Once again, today's episode is brought to you by Colony. From Carlton Cuse, executive producer of Lost, comes USA Network's new original series, Colony, starring Josh Holloway of Lost and Sarah Wayne Callies of The Walking Dead. Imagine an occupied world where everyone must choose a side. If your city was no longer your own, who would you trust with your life? Where would you run? And what would you risk to save the ones you love? Colony, a new original series, Thursday, January 14th at 10, 9 Central, only on USA Network. See you next time.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.